Madam Chair, High Commissioner, at the outset, we wish to extend our highest appreciation for the kind words and support conveyed by all delegates for our country during this very difficult time. The government of Indonesia, supported by friendly countries and international organizations, have been doing our best to save as much life as possible and to reduce the impact of the disasters that have befallen to us. Secondly, I would like to thank the High Commissioner for his remarks, which accurately highlighted all the challenges faced by the international community in protecting refugees. Indonesia also commends the UNHCR agency, its very able staff, and its partners for their tireless efforts in responding to the urgent needs of and in seeking protection and solutions for refugees. Since the number of refugees, internally displaced persons, and asylum seekers tend to increase in recent years, our deliberation on more effective international cooperation, such as the Global Compact on Refugees or GCR, is becoming even more critical. It is our firm view that the GCR should tangibly contribute to the concrete and doable actions to support host countries, as well as promote burden sharing and shared responsibilities in finding durable solutions. Also, we continue to believe that there is no one-size-fits-all approach, and instead, the differences in capacity, context, specific challenges, and needs faced by each country, especially host states, need to be considered. Madam Chair, Indonesia understands the challenges faced by the UNHCR and its partners, particularly in addressing the financial gap. Therefore, Indonesia welcomes the agency's effort in broadening the donor base by introducing more innovative financing. This will support the work of UNHCR in producing durable solutions for refugees, either through voluntary repatriation by ensuring a dignified return or resettlement to a third country. Despite not being the state party of 1951 Refugee Convention and 1967 Protocol relating to the status of refugees, Indonesia implements all main principles of both the convention and protocol. Indonesia is currently hosting around 14,000 refugees and asylum seekers. In this regard, Indonesia has been working closely with the UNHCR to find a durable solution for those refugees and asylum seekers by attempting to speed up the process of repatriation and/or resettlement. While we understand the pressure faced by traditional resettlement countries due to the recent influx of refugees, it is our hope that those relevant countries would continue to consider positively the refugee resettlement applications. To conclude, Indonesia would like to once again reiterate our highest appreciation for the High Commissioner and the UNHCR agency and their commendable work in helping host and transit countries, indiscriminately protecting refugees and providing various effective platforms to address the refugee crisis. On that note, Indonesia looks forward to collaborating with all states and with UNHCR to obtain the best and most durable solution for refugees. I thank you.